elements in the case, some of them are very real ones, which would mean that the New York Times would sit still until they go to about $40 million. Now, these figures are the cost of this package for a two-year period. Times would hold still to about $40 million. Lindsay tonight was going to go to $50 million, but he found that the union was still at $60 million, at which point he pulled back. So that where 3.2 is about 25 to 30 million, the union is now 60 to 65 million. I would think that a settlement of that case at that level would hurt us more than, would hurt the country and us more than a continuation of the strike for another two or three days.
Yes, I would think so.
Yeah. So I have gone pretty far in trying to stiffen him some.
What are your labor people up there doing, David Dubinsky and Roseman? Can they do anything with Quill?
I've talked to them. They cannot. Dave Dubinsky, I was working on a procedure here earlier this week. Dave Dubinsky was 100% for it. And Harry Van Arsdale, do you know him? He's the...
Yeah.
He's probably part of that other system of things I was talking about. But he knows that he's got his hands full. He knows that he sees 14B going down the drain. And he tells me, at least, that he will go along on any kind of procedure that's suggested, that he'll go along completely with George Meany. And George Meany will support a procedural suggestion.
Is Arthur's messing any? Is he saying anymore?
No. Fine.
Do you have any ideas about what ought to be done?
I talked this procedure thing with him on about Wednesday, and he thought it was right. The trouble, Mr. President, is that Quill is under oxygen. There is another group in that union that figures he's not going to come out of it, and this is the time for them to take over. And Quill is, he's given, Lindsay's man went in with a doctor, talked to him, and he gave him one set of promises, and then the same doctor took the union men in, and Quill gave them an entirely different story. The doctor is somebody that we've lined up. He's giving us these reports. So the union's gone completely to pieces, and you've got the number one man in a hospital, you've got the next five men in jail, you've got the next two men at the hotel, and the two men at the hotel are trying to take over.
Well, I think that I'd just tell Lindsay that you don't know what you may be called on to do in this situation, but that it's not an individual thing with you. It's guidelines, and that's pretty public. President said as late as last week that we ought to have unnecessary, unwarranted inflation. He believed anything over 3.2. would be, and that he, Lindsay, thinks anything from 3 to 4, that's what they've been settling at. 4's outside, and he didn't think you ought to go above that, and that's the way you ought to put it, and leave you out as a person, because he may be wanting you to come back up and talk to him again, and you don't want to be compromised till it. And in the meantime, I'd get everybody I had, and every bright fellow I could find. I'd certainly check it with Arthur so he doesn't think that he's been dealt out of it, and he always wants to be in on everything, but I'd see what about a suggestion for our State of the Union, and then I'd try to see what Meany would say about it and tell him his 14B's debt is slavery if we don't do something about situations where irresponsible people can paralyze 15, 20 million people. 2 weeks, we just can't have that. The nation can't have it, Vietnam can't have it, New York can't have it, anything. And see that they wouldn't kick up too much, and then let's ask the Congress to give us a resolution and call up whatever people we need to operate them, or to provide compulsory arbitration, or whatever they need. Taft hardly doesn't work.
No.
Can't get an 80-day injunction in there?
No, there's an exception in there. You might strain two bad legal points and use Taft-Hartley, but as a matter of fact, it doesn't really apply. It has an exception in it for public employees. So it's not a very clean-cut exception, and you might go in on that. But you see, part of the trouble is that all that does is give you an injunction. And there's already an injunction in this case. So they're already in jail because of refusing to go along with the injunction under the New York law. And just to pile one more on top of it is...
How many employees would you have to operate?
Well, the number of employees involves about 32,000, but that includes both the subways and the buses. Nobody would take a chance on using the National Guard to run the subways. All they'd do would be to put them on the buses. But I just think, Mr. President, that the whole history of using the troops to run to break a strike is... Something we ought to avoid just as long as we can.
You got to, but how else are you going to get started?
Well, I wish I knew the answer to that.
Is Keel want him to go to 60 million?
Yep. Yes, when I went up there, Keel pulled me aside and said his case could not settle below 3.5% increase every 6 months for 4 periods. That's 7% a year. That's just about the figures that's coming back to me tonight.
Well, that Keel's pretty honest, isn't he? Pretty able?
He's certainly able.
Does Dubinsky and them think that these goons are just doing a job on Lindsay?
Yeah. It's a little...
Are they sympathetic with Lindsay?
Who, Dubinsky? Or...
Yeah, in this fight.
Yes. Yep, they are. It's not just in party lines. New York labor relations have been on a fixed basis for the last, I don't know how long, for a long time. And the people that have been doing that kind of work are at it again. And it's, they don't want to see it upset. Lindsay's going in. He's awkward about it. He's done some crazy things. He's said some wrong things. He's stiff. And but he's made it perfectly clear that he's not going to do any more of that kind of business, and they're going to try to break him on it, and they may.
Well, you get an answer to hang on to guidelines and leave you out of it, and then you try to get us a solution, some formula tomorrow. And it sounds like me, advisory committee offers good deal possibilities, but I would sure take in a wide range of counselors to try to at least soften them, whether you tie them to you or not. And I'm talking about Meenian, others like that, Goldberg, so forth.
Very good. Much obliged.
Operator. 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 Operator.